with the disrespect being done to Russia and to Mr. Putin, and the wiping out of this, you know, Syrian army division, which is a direct crime by America and NATO against the so-called peace that they've had, or, you know, cease of activities. What do you think Russia's going to do? Because you're a military expert. What technologies or what strategies do you think they're going to use?
Russia is not going to allow the elected president of Syria to be overthrown.
So what?
By the way, the Chinese are now involved. And the Chinese can fly in, you know, several squadrons of Sukhoi fighters. They can move in literally divisions of troops overnight through Afghanistan and so forth, if they deem it in their interest. And the comments coming from the Chinese is they're just about on the same level with Russia. They're not going to tolerate this anymore. And they're not going to allow the falling of Syria. Now, ISIS, of course, was begun by the United States and Israel. By the way, tomorrow, our teleprompter reader-in-chief, Obama, is meeting with Netanyahu in New York. Here's the fear that I have. And regardless of what I just said about the connection between the bombing and of the Syrian army by the United States and the Royal Australian Air Force, and the two ISIS events, one in New York, one in Minnesota, I think there is a real danger that the globalists are so concerned about Hillary's collapsing campaign that they will play both the war card and the domestic war card, domestic chaos card, possibly with an intent to delay the election or any number of things. Maybe they'll kill Hillary and try to get sympathy for Kane. Maybe they'll kill Trump.
It won't do anything.
And blame it. But these are desperate people. This is the game to control the planet Earth here.
Tim, let me tell you what's very likely. Okay, first off, the private security forces, they averted at least one, probably, my guess, a half a dozen attempts to kill Trump. Trump is a hard-nosed businessman with level 3 body armor, his own private security force besides Secret Service. So, the chances of getting Trump are slim to none. Number two, the chances of Hillary being able to do 2 months of heavy campaigning and still being attacked, when she starts melting in this first debate next week, it's going to be catastrophic. Now, I expect them to play what I call the martial law game, which means they're going to try to preempt elections and declare martial law and have basically Obama preside as the war martial law chief and then preempt the elections itself or delay them. That's very likely. And if they think they're going to start disarming the American public.
Here's the problem they have with that.
I'm not quite finished. And what they're going to do is they're going to start trying to take on patriots that are armed to the teeth, including veterans, and they're going to continue to try to disarm veterans, and you're going to see civilian counterattacks, including our police and army march with us to take back the capitals of various states in Washington, D.C.
If they push it,
they're going to have a civil war, and we're going to take back our country. And Obama's going to go to prison, Hillary's going to go to prison, George Bush Sr. is going to go to prison as a criminal, and we're
going to forget George Jr.,
another guy reading the pet goat book upside down in the school where he knew damn well they were going to do the false flag. So, you know, if these idiots push this, they're going to get a response from us that they can't even imagine. And they have not been able to disarm the American public. In fact, the best gun salesman in modern history is Barack Obama. And I like to see a picture of him with a wife beater shirt on and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth because he's a heavy smoker and he doesn't want to be seen there. He's probably doing smoking like crazy in the blue room, watching ESPN, wondering if people worship him and think he's great because he's a narcissist. And his wife beater shirt says, "Do you like me now?" And of course it says, "Best gun salesman in America." He's got an AK-47 with a clip there and he's playing air guitar. So that to me is Obama. This guy is so arrogant, and he's doing everything to deconstruct America. It's proving to people this is the last election. If we don't have...
We had proof. Literally, the Russians and Syrians, they made the point that we took a direct military attack on the Syrian army in support of ISIS. And it could not have been an accident, and it was directly coordinated with the attack. And that's outrageous. And that comes, you know, on the eve of the election. And people need to wake up, because you and I and our, many of our listeners and so forth are quite aware that ISIS is not what the government presents it to be.
If you want, plausible deniability, and I was a Russian general, do you know what I would do? I'd do two things. I would use cyber attacks to tear down at least portions of our power grid, especially on military bases, number one. And I would disrupt their financial networks and swift financial transactions, so I'd screw up their economy. And that would be the first warning shot. The second warning shot would be, I call the weapon of indignation. That means we're going to take out your entire power grid, either with EMP weapons or cyber attacks, and the Russians are the master hackers. They're better than anybody. The Tianjin Blue Army in China are little puppies compared to the Russians. So the Russians,
I knew a senior police officer in Belovostok that had a crew. These guys are first class, by the way.
Right, these are the top mathematicians in the world. The next place, by the way, are Ireland. But if you need to tick off the Russians, they're not going to directly confront us militarily. They're going to basically make us so darn weak, we can't project power anywhere. And you're going to see what will happen here in America. They're trying to blame the Russians for hacking. There's more than one nation that have had access to Hillary's emails. She is so blackmailable. God knows what will happen if she ever did become president, because these other nations will say, we got this new Hillary on this project and that project. She can be blackmailed so much, it's ridiculous. And we don't. All these 30,000 emails, they are not yoga, and they're not about her grandkids, okay?
This is, you
know,
right.
Yeah, so you know, let's get the program. I believe the signs of Trump's campaign are correct. Hillary for prison 2016.
Yeah. But what really, still, what really worries me is these clowns may do exactly what you're talking about.
They're going to lose. They're going to make us so mad. Most people, listen to this, when I confront people, including relatives or other people, do you think Dr. Deagle is passive in my response to them? Or do you think it's going right at their throat intellectually of the vigor of the ignorance and the danger?
I think you're a cream puff, Billy.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Let's put it this way. I've had arguments with some relatives, and let me tell you, at the end of the argument, they're shaking their heads off. I'm a nut, but they know I've ripped their argument to pieces. The thing is, it's not okay. It's not okay to vote for Hillary. It's not okay to believe that Hillary's okay and the Democratic Progressive Party is okay. And
hey, it's okay not to like Donald Trump, but it's not okay to vote for the witch.
Right. No, but it's not okay to not like Donald Trump. I'll tell you why. Because when you say that, it's the far start of an excuse that's been promulgated by...
Well, but no. That's not an excuse to vote for Hillary or a third party.
No, but it is.
His flashiness or whatever.
Yeah, but those are personal.
The only person we've got running that can save this country.
Okay, I'm going to describe
Donald
Trump.
You're not voting for him. You're voting for the country.
I talked about this on Friday with Michelle. We had long discussions. I'm an expert on high-level masonry. The highest level Mason I personally ministered to is a 90th degree Mason. You've probably never heard of that, right? I know more about Masonry and talk about it publicly than almost anybody else on the earth. And that's why when we have shows with Leo Zagami, he's stunned at how much knowledge, and he's an Illuminati, okay? Now, Mr. Trump is a Royal Arch Scottish Rite Freemason, and he's got statues and pictures, all the frescoes all over his walls and so on about Apollo. He has a narcissistic Apollyonization complex. His daughter, Ivanka, is making Masonic signs everywhere she looks. She's making the sign of the passageway of the archway of life, you know, like the pubic arch. It's a high-level Masonic sign. He does it all the time. You can see with his fingers. All of these are Masonic signs that he's using. He's signaling, I'm a 33rd plus level Royal Arch Mason. Support me because I'm a white hat. I'm going to do good for this country. I support Donald Trump, not because he's a Mason, but because he wants to refound America on biblical principles. He's a good man, and he's going to be pro-life. He's going to defund Planned Parenthood.
I agree.
He's a baby Christian, and if we don't pray for him, he's going to be surrounded by a lot of globalist maniacs like Giuliani, who covered up 9/11, like Chris Christie's, who's a globalist, like Marco Rubio. He tried to get him to be involved with this government, but Marco is another bad guy, Mr. Phone Boy. So what we have to understand is that Donald Trump is a narcissist. If you massage his ego like a cat, It's a real fancy cat, and you pet him. Got nice, pet his hair. You see, he's got nice hair. Pet his hair and say how wonderful he is. He'll just follow you anywhere, even if it's stupid. So you got to understand, he counterpunches what I call political potty mouth. But he's a good man. He's a baby Christian, so he can easily be led astray. He's our only guy left. He's the last trump card. And believe me, you know, we got to be scraping the bottom of the barrel. But he has lots of things that are independent. Number one, he's a billionaire, blue-collar billionaire. He does care about the working man. He does want to set things right and make America great again. But you got to remember, the definition of good is to hear and do the will of God, which I think he's trying to do. But the definition of evil
prayer,
to do is right.
Prayer will help him, man. You're right. We have
right.
to pray
prayers
for him.
We have to pray for this man, because if we pummel him with prayers, God will lead him to do the right thing against the advisors who are going to screw him up. And Hillary Clinton, she's just vile. I mean, the woman is physically falling apart. She's what I call a meat puppet for Satan. Not just a regular puppet, because she doesn't have to have strings like Pinocchio. She's basically, you know that song, you know, I have no strings to hold me around. She is a meat puppet for Satan. This woman is so vile and so evil. She, when I met her in 2000 at the Dakota Ridge High School, she is the most evil person I've ever met on planet Earth. There's no one more evil than her. No one. And I'm taking care of serial murderers where they're chained at the neck, arms, and legs, and I have two guards with guns aimed at the center mass and the head of the patient while I'm examining the patient, and the patient tries to wrap a chain around my neck. Well, I'm examining it. So if you think, and she's 1,000 times more evil than that, than the serial murderer. That's how dangerous this woman is. And if she gets in, she's going to wreck this country and bring about World War III. She is so vile, it's obscene. And I can tell you right now, people have no idea. She's not, if they put her in, we want to have a total revolt, say, she's not our president. If they shove this monster
right
in.
Well, right now, if you look at her latest little public thing, there was hardly nobody there. Trump uses some of the largest stadiums he can get, and you know they're scalping tickets because he hands out tickets because they can only have so many thousand people in there. And they're scalping the tickets, and people are paying big bucks because the fire marshal won't let more, you know, the people in than they can safely have it.
Good point.
He is a populist candidate. He is the best candidate for president, the most exciting candidate for president since John F. Kennedy was elected, and
I
was a kid.
I think he's more exciting. And I'll tell you why, because he said, when people, idiots, and remember, I watch on television where you get these pundits and people, and they come on and make a statement that's not even near reality. It's in an alternate dimension. They'll say, he's a misogynist, he's a woman hater, he's this or that. He's got more women in senior and middle management than any other corporation on earth. Number two, he's not a racist of anybody and anywhere. Number three, and people need to understand this, that when they make this statement like he's a geopolitical arsonist, I had this black man on there, and he's staring forward and pronouncing this like, you're assaulting my intellect by saying lies to my face, and I would like to punch you out or slap you because I'm so sick and tired of pundits thinking somehow we're such idiots we're going to accept this stuff to our own demise, because if he tries to take away our guns, tries to force vaccinate us, tries to bring in a further version of Hillary Care, which is Obamacare on steroids, and further opens the border to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these unvetted foreign Muslims, we're going to have terrorism on our soil. Well, you won't want to go to a stadium, a shopping center, or the Mall of the Americas, or any public venue, or you're going to die. Or your
relatives
are going to die.
That may already be begun, because we've set two events now, and this is the scenario that I have feared that these guys will become so desperate.
If we shine the light on the
chaos card.
Well, guess what? If we shine the light on the damn cockroach,
I don't think it will work, but.
I'll tell you what I'm calling for.
A lot of trouble.
If a major terror activity happens in America, I'm calling for the Secret Service to do a citizen's arrest on Obama and the entire White House team that are there, Valerie Jarrett, et cetera, that is there to try to create a chaos state so they can declare martial law and preempt the entire elections. Because it's getting so close now that you know damn well that Trump is pretty well inevitably going to be president. And when the debate happens next week and you see the meltdown, that's when it's going to get really dangerous.
They may put the clones in. You know, they may run a double in.
Won't matter. Right. It won't matter. Enough people are not that stupid. They're going to realize, first off, even about our medical issues. You don't go from being a medical catastrophe, you can't walk upstairs, so all of a sudden you're perky and putting your hands on kids and just answering and waving your hands in the air, and you don't have the mole on your lip, and you have a slanty forehead, and you've got a different height.
And your legs fingers are different, and your nose is different, and your teeth are different, and your eyes are a light blue instead of a brilliant blue. Yeah, there are a few telltale signs, you might say. It's like I said before. You know, the rumor is I might be a little bit overweight, like about 80 pounds. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2". But if you see me, and then you see me again an hour and a half later, and I look 10 years younger and 50 pounds lighter, there's three possibilities. One, I ran into a doctor with a liposuction machine and a 55-gallon drum, and he made a new man out of me. Two, I'm a shapeshifter from Planet Centauri or somewhere. Three, one or both of us that you saw were doubles.
Yeah, and I got a fourth alternative. You walked into a parallel dimension.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
I'm being sarcastic.
We're in the realm of Disneyland. What the heck? Sure, yeah.
Right.
Fourth dimension or a parallel universe or something. But the reality is, it's BS.
Yeah,
the lady
exactly.
that was in front of Chelsea's apartment and probably the hospital they have set up for was not Hillary Clinton. They pulled a double out. They screwed up because when you use a double, you don't want to close in shots. And they had close in shots. But, you know, look, these guys aren't rocket scientists. They're second and third generation, in some cases even many generations later, of these powerful 30 families. And they're sick, they're demonic, and they're trying to do stuff that nobody's ever done before. Well, one of the things that I've said for decades is the closer you get to a group having absolute power over the planet Earth is the most dangerous time. Because those that will lose power, I'm talking about people at the top like Putin and the Chinese, they're going to fight it. They're going to fight it with everything they got. Because
They have lots of ways of fighting and neutralizing this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why even the Bible says that the peace treaty, which is a false one, will be broken in the middle of a seven, which is a Hebrew 360-day calendar year. It starts in Sukkot. When it's broken, the middle is Peshah, or Passover, where the death angel passes over. 30 days before Yom Kippur is when the sacrifice is cut off, which is the abomination that desolates. And what's going to happen is the globalists, it talks about the war of Gog and Magog, the war of Armageddon, that starts in the middle. And it says in the Bible, it says, I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Now, if you read Hebrew, you know what that is? Moscow, Tobolsk of Russia. Russia is going to come with all the table of nations, with both Sunni and Shiite nations, against the state of It's a Real Hell, which is the evil twin of the Ephraimic country of the daughter of Babylon, America. And when America might think they're real righteous. No. The most evil nation in history is America. When it can kill 3,000 plus American citizens on 9/11, when it can kill another 70 to 140,000 due to the toxic effects of the industrial pollution from demolishing those buildings with nukes and RDX, when we will promulgate illegal wars and have 50,000 plus Americans either permanently injured, dead, or mentally deranged.
Well, and let's not talk about glyphosate Roundup. Let's not talk about all the stuff. Well, let's not talk about the fact that there are suppressed technologies that would have given us cures for cancer and most diseases, that would have given us free energy, etc., etc. We in America live in the richest country on earth, and yet we now have 105 million adults completely out of work. We have as many adult men out of work as we were at the height of the Great Depression, but our lying government says we have 5-point-something% unemployment. It's that bad. Everything out of Washington is a pile of crap.
Tim, it's the liocracy. We have the lying king and
yes,
the White House.
And
they want to find out
what did Jesus Christ say about Lucifer? The truth is not in him.
Exactly.
And that's what you're seeing across
the
globe.
The majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
And we have a caller, Ken Fort Worth. Ken, what's your question or statement? By the way, always tell me what your question or statement is so we can kind of stay focused and all on target on in terms of the topic.
11th in New York City. If you go to FORWINDSTN and 4WINS10, you can see a video on there, and the guy points out that she was handcuffed. Okay, you know, with me? Now, when you see her going into that van... You see her back. You don't see her front.
Who's she? Which she is at?
Never touches the door or the sides. Nobody in their right mind would climb in a van without grabbing a hold of it. They shoved her in it because she had handcuffs on.
Are you referring to Hillary Clinton or you're someone else?
Yeah. They probably booked her for a couple hours, and then I don't know who booked her. I'm trying to find that out. Then this double comes out of Hillary's apartment to cover for the fact that she's in a can.
Yeah, no, what's the logic? I
don't believe that because
I don't believe it.
She was in a freeze. That's a neurological freeze, and the reason, and she felt
why
she had no motor control at all.
Why did she grab a hold of the door frame and the door?
She didn't have the ability. She couldn't move her arms or her legs.
Yeah, the first thing is, number one, we have to look at the logic of what we're saying here. Number one, how do you know that was Hillary? Number two, what's the video source, and are they disinformation?
That's a good point. It could have been,
what's the website you're quoting, Ken? You said it really fast. What's the website address you quoted?
Hey, go to FOURWIND10, and the video's on there, and the guy explains.
FOURWIND, four winds.
Ten. You got to spell
okay.
it out.
Okay, now who's the person there? Are they known to be straight up, or are they disinformation op, a spin master?
Well, you got to look that for yourself. Put two and two together. But she never touched the door or the frame to get in that thing. They shoved her in there.
I don't believe it. I saw her. I'm a medical expert. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now. This was Hillary. Hillary was sick. They put her in this medical van, if you want to call it, this SUV. She went off somewhere. She may have gone to this hospital, which is, by the way, her daughter's so-called apartment, which also registers as a hospital. A body double came out. Then they announced at three different sites that she was, quote, dead, which, again, is a psyop on the public to confuse people with setting up a dialectic of Reiki and mind control so you don't your mind freezes because you get a forced conflicting or, you know, cognitive dissonance. And so I don't buy this, that Four Winds 10. That tells me right off that
That
Four Winds 10 story smells like
it's a disinformation. Cover story. Hey, let me give you something else. Hey, go to YouTube and put in Jackie shot JFK and watch her right hand, and she shot him with a .41 caliber Derringer.
Yeah. Who's she?
Jackie Kennedy?
No, that's not
go
true.
Watch it.
No, listen, you stop. And listen
to this.
Watch
her right now.
Stop. I was one of the few people that actually got the full autopsy from Parkland Memorial Hospital and read it long before it was classified, and they pulled it from our medical school back in the early 70s. I know everything about the trajectory of the bullets, where his head was, and everything, the fragments of the skull and everything. There is no way Jackie Kennedy did this. There were a number of guys on the ground. The trajectories of the bullets were not from a book depository. They were from the ground level. Jackie Kennedy did not shoot John F. Kennedy. He was hit by at least three shooters from three different directions at ground level to the vehicle. It's argument's over. I read the autopsy. I know all the forensics there. I'm a forensic expert. That's not true.
Well, go YouTube it and watch it.
No. Listen, they're
right
now.
Steve.
How much money did he?
Look, he read the autopsy, and he's a physician.
Okay, Ken, it's over. Okay, you have to understand my knowledge supersedes your so-called YouTube searching, the sewer net or the internet, and the amount of billions of dollars, not millions, is spent by psyops to try to confuse the public. That's why people still believe the BS that we have 9/11 terrorists.
They don't want to confuse the public. There's a woman that took photos from the Red Castle on that day, and you could see two shots on the thing, and Sapruder jumping off the pedestal. That would have been three shots at a scuba
really
spy.
Do you think that Jackie Kennedy, out of character, is going to shoot her own husband? Not. Okay, so forget it. Okay, Dan, next caller has to say their statement or questions, and if they're off topic or off their rocker, they don't get on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Tim, I think you have some analysis of the craziness and the evidence that Russia and other nations know, and this is common knowledge in multiple nations, that America is fostering and supporting and doing air support, satellite phone support, financial support, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and they did this crime against the Syrian army and against their own peace arrangement with Moscow, and then they want to stay, probably be enraged at Moscow. How dare they accuse us of doing a direct attack when they have the bloody evidence right in their face? It's sickening. American military under this monster Obama, who's cleaned out the military except for yes-men generals, which is why Trump said if he becomes president, he's going to fire a lot of these yes-men idiots that are basically doing the bidding of this monster Obama.
Well, he's got a few hundred admirals and generals that have supported him. He's got the people to know where to go to get rid of the idiots, get rid of the Israeli firsters, and the globalist plans. By the way, Dr. Preston James at Veterans Today did a pretty good article today. It's titled, Incompetent American Doofus Tried to Start World War III in Syria? And there's a couple paragraphs I want to quote here, and it's, he says, it's about time everyone understand that ISIS is the abbreviation for Israeli Intelligence Secret Service.
I like that. And, that's funny.
Yeah. And since Israel has infiltrated and hijacked the U.S. government, the administration, and the Pentagon, it should be very clear to all that the U.S. military has helped to create, finance, supply, and along with Israel, train ISIS. It is well known to intel insiders that the U.S. military has been secretly supplying ISIS while claiming to be fighting it. Now, this attack on the Syrian government by the U.S. Air Force, A-10s, and the Royal Australian Air Force was absolutely outrageous. As an American, it really shames me that we are supporting these characters.
And by the way, you people in Australia are supposed to have a backbone. You guys in Australia that have a backbone, because I know Aussies are tough. I mean, I took care of the Special Forces and Delta guys. They were my buds. And I can tell you, they worked also with the Australian guys. And the Australians are funny. These guys are like black, dark humor. They were trained jumping out of a helicopter, not, you know, feet first. They go head first, believe it or not, out on a wire. So they're tough guys. You need to start revolting against being given orders that are illegal, unethical, and unconstitutional.
Well, do you know that in the 21st century, we have Christians that are being literally tortured to death, beheaded, mass rape on the women, etc., because they're Christians, and the characters doing it are supported, funded, and controlled by the United States, by Israel, our so-called good ally, and other Western powers. That is unacceptable. You know, we haven't seen anything like this for centuries.
Yeah, well, why don't they change the name?
Our money, our tax dollars going to kill Christians.
You're right. In fact,
think about that, people. All of you who consider yourself a Christian, you go to church and listen to your preacher or your priest or whatever on Sunday, you think you're a decent Christian, think about what I just said. Our tax dollars going to kill people because they're Christians. That's what's been happening with ISIS, and we're supporting them, and this, pardon the language, this crap has got to stop.
Well, firstly, if Trump gets in, he needs to arrest Mr. Barack Obama, this foreign student who lied his way into the White House with George Soros' help and the help of corrupt politicians. We need to arrest George Bush Sr., who says he's going to vote for Hillary. We need to arrest George Bush Jr. We need to arrest Hillary Clinton. They need to all be in prison for life.
And don't forget Slick Willie, her husband.
Slick Willie and the Prince of Darkness himself, Dick Cheney, who managed 9/11 from the bunker with Normanetta, who literally was stage managing this war game. And,
mass murder and high treason.
Exactly. Now,
it fits the American definition, the constitutional definition of treason, by the way.
Now, people have to understand this. I eat, sleep, and breathe this. I was on the inside in the government. I'm released more classified information than any other individual on the planet than Snowden or anybody else on these issues. And I'm going to tell you, I want people to know I am competent. I know these things backward and forward, and it really isn't open to anybody's opinion after this number of years and evidence and so many honest witnesses and good Americans and scientists that come forward on 9/11, Oklahoma City, and the fact that American foreign policy, we even have guys inside the Air Force that said, they're moving the rubble. When American bombers bomb in there, they're not rebombing fresh targets. They're bombing villages and cities and buildings that have already been destroyed hundreds of times. They're lying to us. That's why when the Russians come in a matter of weeks, they start to actually destroy ISIS and degrade them. And our military doing bombing for a year and a half couldn't do a damn thing. They wouldn't bomb the wellhead.
And all this is for a couple reasons. One, it's for the idiots like Netanyahu who think stirring up their neighbors, they're going to be the top dog in the Middle East
yeah,
and everything.
But you know what
they're doing is risking getting their people annihilated. Secondly, it's designed to set up the circumstances for the long prophesied third global war, the clash of civilizations between Christians and Muslims. It's setting us up, folks, and we don't need a 21st century global war.
Tim, you know what's even more disgusting than Barack Obama or George Soros? It's Americans who don't believe us and think they have a right to an ad hominem attack when we presented evidence and put our lives on the line. They need to
putting our lives on the line.
And they need to shut that. Yesterday, and I got these comments, which I talked about in the first hour. They need to shut the hell up. When we're putting our life on the line in grave danger in our careers and everything, and our families, they need to shut the hell up. And we're telling them the truth with evidence that's incontrovertible. And for anybody to say that they have a right to have their opinion trying to tear down our character because we're putting ourselves in this grave danger and we're leaders, not just followers, you need to get a reality check. You're more disgusting out there if you believe this. And you want to think that your response is not to analyze the data and do something about it, like file lawsuits to prevent voter fraud, but to attack the messenger? Go to hell. Literally go to hell. I'm sick and tired of people who think they have a right to their opinion despite the facts on the ground of people who have been there, done that. Okay? It's not okay. It's not okay.
No, it's not. And we're fighting literally. You know, if they start arresting people... Bill Deagle, Tim Alexander, Mike Rivero, Jeff Rins, and a whole lot of other people are going to be high on the list. And
well, let's put it this way.
Come for me, by the way. Bring some body bags.
Well, Jim Fetzer said, Bill, you should release the technology of things much more dangerous than guns, which I will, and some of it I learned from my Special Forces and Delta guys. So let me tell you, you want a firestorm, believe me, you're going to get more than you bargained for. You're going to get a hell of a...
Well, you know, in World War II, right before we entered, they asked Admiral Yamamoto, who led the attack on Pearl Harbor, and he fought against it. He followed orders, and he did the best he could. But he said, look, there's no way we can conquer America. We'd have to land on the Pacific, and we'd have to fight our way into New York and Washington and seize the White House and everything else. And he said, behind every tree, there would be an American with a gun.
You know what? I think he said something a little more different. I think he said, behind every blade of grass would be an American with a gun.
Well, whatever. The point is, and these bastards think they're going to just destroy this country. They've gone pretty far down the road, but I think people...
Do you know why they're getting away with it, though? Do you know why they're getting away with it? Because people want to attack the messenger rather than analyze the message. They want to attack. What are they going to do if, in the first sweep of Obama and martial law, they take out people like you and me, and we just disappear, either into civil detention camp or they murder us at our doorstep? What are these idiots going to do if there are so-called leaders in the alternative media that are the only voice of truth out here with the truth, and there's a lot of alternative media that are full of it? What are they going to do when we're just gone? What are they, huh?
Well, don't know.
I know what they're going to do. They're going to do what's called craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. They're going to stick their head up their butt and cry out to God that they listened to us and did something before the final catastrophe happened, and they got bearcats going down their city streets, and they got drones flying along, scanning to the side of their home.
Well, you know what, though? I'll tell you. The globalists have screwed up time and time again. They screwed up because they kept Hillary in. Once they realized she was dying... They were so gutsy
but Tim,
and so arrogant.
Tim,
they thought they could run her through the election
and
inauguration. But they screwed up, and now they're screwing up more. The mainstream media has been going down.
Why do you think they want to
viewership for years? But they've destroyed themselves now. They've destroyed themselves.
Today's the 20th. In 11 days, they want to hand over the internet to an international body, probably the United Nations. They want to actually start calling out shows like ours. They raise questions and present evidence and want people to call in and give their logical, inductive, and deductive arguments as to why they think their worldview is correct, or they modify it, which is great. I'm more than willing to be taught by somebody who's wise and has good questions and statements, but when people make statements off the cuff, like this gentleman that called in, Ken, this is not helpful. This is quoting garbage from the sewer net. This is quoting theories that don't have
any
logic.
Well, you have to have the intelligence to separate the
listen,
the wheat,
listen,
you know.
No, it's not a matter of intelligence. People feign ignorance and act stupid as a means of survival when it actually is putting us all in danger. As I said on the Monday show with Jim Fetzer in Hour 1 and 3, you don't give a fire axe to a madman in a lifeboat. You don't.
You do if you want to drown.
Right, because they're going to put a hole in the center of the boat because you've got to let the water in. Now, so when you let people make statements that are obscene, crazy, or stupid, or not based on evidence, you put us all in danger. The real problem is not Barack Obama or George Soros. It's the public that's basically wants to attack the messengers and the real leaders. They want to attack the issues that if we simply woke up and a bunch of our militaries decided, hey, we're going to do a military coup today, we're going to take out Barack Obama before he finishes his term and declares martial law, because I guarantee the chances are getting unbelievably high that the terrorism was going to increase toward Election Day, and you're going to see Barack Obama try to declare martial law and extend or annul the election because Trump is going to become
the president.
He doesn't
have the constitutional authority to do that.
Doesn't matter. He's got so much hubris.
It takes Congress to change the election date, and they can only change it within a fairly narrow range because the Constitution requires the electors be elected. And meet by a certain day to cast their votes, and those votes be counted in the House of Representatives for president and the Senate for the vice president.
I agree, but that's why they're in panic. But the thing is, they're going to stretch it. Already, Obama's done a number of executive orders that are completely unconstitutional.
And we don't have to obey them.
And the same with the George Bush. This is not just a Democrat thing. This is a Republican thing, which is why previous president...
Well, they're showing their true
colors. Because the previous president, George Bush Sr.
Old man Bush comes out and he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And he's been a Republican and was president and all this crap.
The problem is not George Bush Sr. or Barack Obama or George Soros or the Queen or the Pope. The problem is the public who wants to attack the messenger, doesn't want to do anything themselves, like file lawsuits against voter fraud, doesn't want to get themselves armed to the teeth and prepped up and ready for a catastrophe, doesn't want to intervene legally or otherwise, but wants to attack the messenger so he's continue to believe a lie which they know is a lie, so they'll feign stupidity and arrogance and ignorance. And they want to say, oh, well, you're just arrogant because you think your viewpoint is superior to mine. It's not superior. It is the viewpoint. Okay, when you've been with I've
got
been
about
through,
a month and a half to go. Got about a month and a half to go.
Tim, when you're the only exit examiner for all five munitions expert forensic team coming back from Oklahoma City, and one breaks down and tells you in great detail how they removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro nukes, RDX and high explosive cord and a C4 pineapple from the building, and then they court-martial them and then give you death threats in the conference room in St. Francis Hospital, and then when 9/11 happens and you present the data in 2007, proving with two nuclear scientists and documents from a Finnish munitions expert that it was a controlled demolition authorized by the Port Authority of New York, this isn't open to anybody's damn opinion. It's just the way it is. Okay?
Yep.
Now, you might be frustrated and chew your teeth on, grind, and get angry and spit fire. I don't care. If you don't face the reality of this, the disaster that's coming to America with the increasing crescendo of terrorism is going to be vile. We're going to have something like a radiological bomb will go off in O'Hare and get 50,000 people either sick or radioactively exposed. We're going to have something like a nail bomb go off in the Mall of the Americas and kill thousands of people. We'll have something horrific happen at multiple sites, and you can... Obama and Hillary are saying, yeah, come on down. Terrorists are us. I mean, just come on into the country. And the public tolerating this? Not even deciding to file in their state to stop voter fraud, because if they do that and President Trump comes in, the very first thing you know is Bill and Hillary Clinton are going to prison. Barack Obama, his birther thing is going to get reopened up, and we're going to prove that this maniac is not an American. We're going to prove that George Bush is a criminal, and George Bush Jr. is a criminal. We know Marvin Bush was the security officer of the World Trade Center complex, and his last day of work was 9/11. Come on, okay? They don't even take the effort to lie nicely. And then when the public wants to attack the messenger, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people thinking, you're arrogant. How about I'm competent? How about if you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer like Doc Martin? People don't like his demeanor because he's in your face. They may not like my demeanor, but if you don't listen, you're going to suffer and die prematurely. How's that?
Well, here's when I get upset. I'm trying to fight for my country. And my family has been here since the 1600s.
Oh, I know. Your family were the ones that founded America and gave over lands and fortunes to support the Continental Army against the British rule.
First Earl Sterling and the last person to claim the Earldom, Major General Lord Sterling, who fought on the American side. Lord Cornwallis praised him. He said he fought like a wolf at the Battle of Long Island, and he saved George Washington's army at that battle. But look, the point is, I hate I hate with a passion, and maybe as a Christian I shouldn't hate, but I'm sorry, I hate with a passion what these bastards are doing to my country. I hate the fact that 100 million or more Americans are without a full-time job in the richest country on earth. I hate that we are in wars, God knows how many places. We have 700 overseas bases. We're serving the interests of this tiny 30-family group of Khazarian mafia global banksters. I hate this stuff. I hate Robert Kennedy, et cetera, et cetera.
I'll tell you what we need to do.
They're pushing dope on kids,
Tim,
and all over America.
Tim, I'm going to redirect it all.
This country.
I'm going to redirect it all. Number one, we should pray for our enemies, but we should activate our so-called allies. The problem is the public tolerates this crap and wants to attack the messengers that tell them how bad it is, rather than turning on these monsters that are doing this to us. The problem is not the Soros and the Rothschilds. It's the fact that the public wants to kill their messengers. That's the problem. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reason why there's so much excitement of how much people know, in just not intellectually but emotionally, how tied the destiny of our leader, President Trump, and not just him. Remember, it's, as he says, it's our movement. We've realized, and we know intuitively, if we don't face the reality of the ugliness of what Hillary will do in her cohorts worldwide, we are finished. And we're talking about ending our lives at the end of a line with a guillotine or a civil detention camp or destitution, eating gruel in a prison.
If you understand history, you know what they did, what the Nazis did in Nazi Germany, and you know what the communists did in communist Soviet Union and communist China.
Well, do you ever read the Gulag Archipelago?
Yes, I most certainly did. Right. And by the way, the late king of Cambodia, I knew him personally. He sent me a couple books. One was on the royal palaces because he knew when I was at Burke's Peerage, we sold castles, Scottish castles with barony titles to people, and the other was on the royal family. And, of course, Burke's Peerage is a big genealogical firm. And I was shocked when I read the one on this family that he sent me, how many members of the royal family were killed by the Khmer Rouge. And this type of murderous rampage is what America's going to face. And it's going to be worse than what the Russians faced, that they were tortured for 70 years. They estimated somewhere between 80 and 100 million people were killed by the communists, mostly in the first couple decades of communist rule. I mean, there were so many killed. That's a big, broad range, 80 to 100 million. But there were so many killed, they couldn't even account for and count them, begin to count them. And look what the Nazis did. Look, this type of evil is afoot right now. And when you're talking about world war, global warfare, we're now into 21st century weaponry. And this literally takes us out of the last book of the Bible. We're now in a situation where we can kill two-thirds, or for that matter, the entire planet. We can so poison it with nuclear warfare, advanced biological warfare, and scalar warfare, that at the minimum, all higher life forms will be...
Tim, if they... And this is... Something needs to know this. If you have a nuclear war, or if you just knock out the power, you know that at the end of 6 months, the number dead is still roughly 90% with either one. Just knocking out the power. Do you think that Russia is going to continue tolerating our crap by doing the stuff that we're doing without...
They'll try everything they can to avoid that, and that's what Putin has been
doing. But eventually they're going to use the weapon of indignation, which means our power grid is going to go bye-bye.
Well, even more than that, what really gets dangerous is when one side reaches the realization, this is it. We will shortly be in all-out war. And there is an advantage to the side that strikes first.
Exactly. But no, they're not going to do a full. They don't have to do a full thermonuclear.
No, they don't have to.
They can knock out the power and hit military bases with advanced space-based weapons. They can also, by the way, they are working on a weapon system that can create weather weapons that you can't even imagine. That can wipe out a firestorm across the entire Midwest and wipe out our entire crops.
That's cellular warfare. Look, it's a triple header.
And I can guarantee
nuclear,
the Russians...
advanced biological and scalar, and most people don't even know scalar warfare.
Remember, now, the Russians are Orthodox Christians. They don't want to do this, but if their back is against the wall by the great Satan, America, they're going to do something horrible
by the
to us.
People that control America, and we're allowing it.
Right,
folks,
because...
get right with God.
Stop attacking the messenger, repent, and start dealing with the issues, people out there. Stop it.
God bless.
Yeah.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.